Perik Vav Mishnayot Ha Avik. What is Avik? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah.
Ha'avik Sheba Merchatz. Ha'avik Sheba Merchatz Bizman Shu Be'emza Paisel. Minatzad in the Paisel. When we have Avik Sheba Merchatz Bizman Shu Be'emza, when it's in the middle, then it's Paisel. Minatzad in the Paisel. Mnei Shehu Ki Mikveh Samchlu Mikveh. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Okay, well, we have to, by the way, go to the pictures. Picture 126. Ha'avik Sheba Merchatz Bizman Shu Be'emza Paisel. What's an Avik? Avik is Kli Kibul HaMeshuka B'Karko HaMerchatz. It's a kli. You have a merchatz. So this is the merchatz. It looks like, in other words, it's like a pit. It's like, this is a... You hear me? Rabbi Yitzchak, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so we have here this merchatz, and you have this merchatz. In the bottom of the merchatz, there's a pit. A pit lamata, and below the pit is a channel. Avik is a kli kibul HaMeshuka that is buried B'Karko HaMerchatz. Yesh neke betachtes ha'avik. There's a hole that goes from this pit into this channel. Kishereitzim l'roi kones ha'merchatz poischem es ha'nekev. When you want to go and you clean out, you want any of the merchatz, you open up this nekev. Yeah. Shebetachtes ha'avik. V'amayim mekalchem l'tzinor shemitachas l'avik. U'mishom achutza. There it goes out. V'achakach soisim es ha'nekev. Then you close up the nekev ha'avik. U'moshchem mayim nikim l'merchatz. And then you fill up with nice water, clean water. Avik be'emsa, peirushoy be'karuka ha'merchatz, bein be'emsa karuka ha'merchatz, ubein be'tzad, kol she'avik be'karuka ha'mikva, as long as the avik is the karuka ha'mikva, nikva avik be'emsa. Al pi chazon ish be'gvois, fine. You hear me still? Rabbi Yitzchak, you hear me still? Hello.
My sound is going in and out as well.
Okay, this is not reliable. We can't do it like this. Maybe you want to call into Zoom? That better? You have the number to call into Zoom?
I'm calling into Zoom. Okay. The same number like last time?
Yeah, same number like last time. The same path, the same code, the same exact thing.
Thank you for your
Okay, Frank. Okay, good. Let me take this. I'm gonna close out the other one. You're still connected to the other one. I'm gonna close that out. Don't worry, I got it. Okay, good. All right, let's go by it. I have to go in a few minutes. We have the picture, page 106. Page 106. We have here. The what's it called? This is we're calling this over here the Avik. So the picture over here says we have avik kli kibul hamashuka b'karka hamerchatz. Yesh nekev b'tachlis avik. There's a nekev. There's a hole in the bottom of the avik. Kishraitzim Lorika Nesa Merchatz, when you want to go clean out the Merchatz, Poischim Nesa Nekev, you open up the Nekev, Shemitach Nesa Avik, Vehamayim Mekalchim Letzino, Shemitach Nesa Avik, and Mishom Achutzav, it goes out. Vehachakach Soismin Esa Nekev Avik, we then close the neck of the Avik, Umamshichim Mayim Nikim Merchatz. And then water flows from there, clean water flows. Mamshichin ma'im nikim l'merchatz v'ayim. Avik is b'emsa. Perush b'karko ha'merchatz bein b'emsa karko ha'merchatz bein b'tsa. When it says b'emsa, it doesn't mean literally b'emsa. It means anywhere over there. Kol she'avik b'karko, anytime the avik is b'karko mikva, nikro avik b'emsa. Okay, fine. Now left side. Yesh b'merchatz 40 sameh gishamim. The merchatz is gvaldik. It's 40 sameh gishamim. Nekev ha'avik. The nekev of the avik. The Nekev of the Avik has 40 sa of Mei Geshamim. Nekev Avik sa sum is close. Kol ha-mayim shev-merchatz gerurim v'omdim al gabe ha-avik shukli. This is called the utensil. Shari im yinotel ha-avik yotsu ha-mayim ha-chutza. If you take out the Avik, all the water is going to float away. Kesha Avik v'karka ha-merchatz nasu kol ha-mayim shev-merchatz shu'uvim hoil v'him gerurim v'omdim al gabe ha-avik shukli. Unbelievable. Okay, weiter, bottom paragraph. Ha'avik hu kli shenasa l'shamish im ha'karka. V'chol kli ha'nasa l'shamish im ha'karka. Ein nechshav l'kli l'kabel tuma. V'nech l'kul b'tay sefta. Shevir harash harash im ha'avik m'kabel tuma mirabonan. L'chachamim harizim m'kabel tuma mirabonan. L'rabi shimini ha'avik tor. Af al pi she'avik ein a kli l'kabel tuma, harei ze kli la'ases ha'mayim ha'gerudim al gabo v'l'mayim shuvim. Okay, saying over here, a lot of chidushim over here. See over here, saying over here is that this avik is called a kli. And it's called a kli that's meant to be m'sham sh'l'karaka. And a kli that's meant to be m'sham sh'l'karaka is called a kli only b'nogea the halacha, that it makes all of the water that it supports into mayim shuvim. But it's not necessarily a kli that it itself is m'kabel tuma. Because a kli that's meshamesh im hakarka, its place to serve, its location where it's meant to serve is the ground, is not automatically in the category where it's automatically going to be mekabel tuma. Yeah. Rabbi Yitzchak, are you there? Yeah, there's star 6. You're on mute, I think. You have to press star. Hello, you there? Now you're on mute. Now you're not on mute. Can you hear me? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. It's not working. I can't hear anything you're saying. Hello, you hear me now? It indicates that you're live. But I don't hear. There's no coil. Maybe turn off. It could be that you have apps. Other apps are on. Check to make sure that, let's say, the app, the WhatsApp. I mean, make sure that you close, you leave Zoom. You're calling in now. So it could be that it's canceling. You have other apps that are open that are not letting the sound go through. Make sure that you, I think that's probably the problem. You probably have the Zoom app open. You have to close the Zoom app. The Zoom app may be open. What you do is go to the bottom of the screen. There are three vertical lines. If you slide your finger up on the bottom of the screen upwards, you'll see three icons. One of the icons will be three vertical lines. Click on the three vertical lines and then click close all. You should still be on the phone. It's not going to close the phone, but it should close the Zoom. Then you go to the bottom of the screen of your phone, and you slide up your finger upwards. And when you slide upwards, it should say you should be three vertical lines, and you click close all. If that doesn't work, try to go find the app. Maybe just try to find the Zoom. And you have to close Zoom. I think Zoom is still on. That's why I'm still, there's no sound. I don't hear anything. I haven't heard a sound from you in a long time. You're on mute, by the way, I think. No, you're not. I don't even on mute. I don't know what you are on.
I hear everything you say.
Oh, now, okay. Now I can hear you. Now I can hear you. I can hear you now. Now I can hear you. I
can hear you.
Hear me? Yeah, now I can hear you. What'd you do? I can hear you now.
I don't know. I'm back into Zoom from, I don't know.
All right, it's working now. So let's just keep the way it is for a few moments. Let's go weiter, because I have to go soon. Okay, over here, picture, page 107. Okay, so let's go down to picture 107. So he's saying over here, Tremendous Chiddush. He's saying over here, Tremendous Chiddush over here, that this Uka is a Kli. Uka is a Kli, and the Kli is a Kli that's meant to be Meshameh Shem HaKarka. A Kli that's Meshameh Shem HaKarka is a Machloikis, if it's subject to Tumah Utair in itself, a Machloikis, but everyone agrees that a Kli, it's a Kli. And Mamela, if it's a Kli, it automatically makes everything that is supporting it into Mayim Shuvim. Since if you take away this Kli, you take it away, this is like the Shisin, David HaMelech, he's looking to build a Beis HaMikdash, and he takes out this little thing, and now the whole world is flooding. And you have to say all these Zachin, the Zelba Zach, that's what over here, the Uka. David HaMelech, he took out the Uka from the Welt. And he had to say, what did he say, Stav? What did David Melech? He had to say some tefillahs. I don't remember this. Some Gemara, he said some tefillahs. I used to know this stuff. Forgot everything. Some tefillahs.
The Shiramalis. He said the Shiramalis.
He said the Shiramalis. That's what he did. That's what he said. It's so easy.
I think so. I think that it tried to drown the world. So he said the Shiramalis, and they went down.
So this over here, that's what happening over here. He's coming to do this fine, okay. So you take away the Uka, you take away the Ovik, and then after you take away the Ovik, then everything is okay, fine. So therefore Mamela, it's a Kli, and because it's a Kli, it makes all the water that's resting above it into Mayim Shuvim. All the water that's resting above this Uka becomes Mayim Shuvim. Okay, next picture. Picture 127.
Would there be any difference if you have a negative in the bottom of a mikveh that has a stopper? I mean, this over here, because the mikveh goes directly into the Ovik. But if there would be some type of plug between the mikveh and the Ovik, then the mikveh would not be considered as if it's resting on the Ovik. The Ovik would not be considered the kli for the mikveh.
So where is that? Okay, but that's a different case. I don't know what that case is. That's not a kli. Over here, I don't know that you have a plug like in a regular modern day mikveh. There's a channel. There's a channel. So that's not called a kli. That's built into infrastructure. That's built into the actual actual structure. You have a wall, a cement wall, and in between the cement wall, there's an opening. There's no kli. You put in a stopper to stop the water from going from one into the other. But there's no kli. Here you have a mikveh, and the mikveh is resting upon a utensil. The mikveh is obviously mechubal karka, but the mikveh is resting upon a utensil. I guess I'm assuming you can take the utensil in and out. You can move it around, and if you take out this utensil, then all the water is going to fall away. I guess the bottom of this mikveh there's an opening, and the water would automatically just drain out somewhere. And you put a utensil inside, and the utensil is preventing all the water from draining away. So therefore, the utensil is causing the water to be sustained, and that makes all of the water into mayim sheuvim. Period. Now, what about the kli? Why don't we say there's another principle at hand? The principle is that if you mahave a mikveh al yidei a dov that's makabel tum, it's no good. That all different scenarios.
Right.
So here he's coming. L'chori is coming to address that point and saying this is not called you being mahave a mikveh al yidei. You being mahave a mikveh al yidei a dov makabel tum because it's not makabel tum. It's a machlokes. It's a big machlokes over here in all different opinions. It's a machlokes here in all these opinions. If it's Mekabel Tumah, according to many opinions, it appears that it's not Mekabel Tumah. According to many opinions, it appears that this kli is not mekabel tumah. If it's not mekabel tumah, so you're not being mahave a mikvah al yidei davar mekabel tumah. But it's another problem because since it's a kli and the kli is mayim shuvim, memel it makes all the water into the mikvah midin of mayim shuvim. And the previous examples that we had when we learned this mishnayis, there was always a problem that you're being mahave the mikvah al yidei davar mekabel tumah, but we never had an issue where it's mayim shuvim. The water is definitely not mayim shuvim. The problem was the way you got the water into the mikvah is to a davar hamekabel tumah. Here it's pumfakert. Here the kli is not mekabel tumah according to many opinions. But it's still being therefore it's you're not being mahave al the davar hamekabel tumah. But you have the other issue in that it's considered to be mayim shuvim. Weiter in the Mishnah. So when I say the person of Nesha who can make for us, but so Shabbat Shabbat Beemsa. Fine, Poisel. Fine. So therefore, the law over here is Ha'avik Shemerchatz Bezman Shu Beemsa Poisel. Menatzad Einoi Poisel. When it's Menatzad, it's not Poisel. Why not? Nesha who can make for Samach LeMikve. You know, now over here. Picture 127. It's not permissible in Menachah. 127. Ali ben Atzad. Peirush Shavik Banoi Bekoisel Hamerchatz Shavik Oimid Al Shulav Upiv Boilet Lusich Chalal Shemigvah. It's like the Lishkas Agozis. It looks like over here picture Masech the Yoma of the Lishkas Agozis or the different or the base Hamoiket. The base Hamoiket and the Lishkas Agozis both of them have in common that they were in the center of the wall. And part of the chamber was inside the Kodesh, part of the wall was outside the Kodesh, the Chol, in the Harbais. So here you have the Zel Bezachi, over here the Ovik. Ovik, so we have Perisha, Ovik, Boni, Bekoisel, HaMerchatz, Ovik, Oimed, Al, Shulav, on the bottom, Upiv, Boilet, Lesech, Halal, HaMikveh, V'amayim, Nichnasim, L'Ovik, Derech, Piv, fine, as the picture shows, Al, Pi, HaChazonish, fine, and V'yesh, Neke, Bedoifin, HaOvik, of Mishom, Yoitzim, HaMayim. Where's the hole? It's not showing where the hole is. Okay, on the left side shows kishu ha'avik bani b'koyis la'merchatz min atzad ha'avik mishamish k'doifin la'merchatz. It's a wall. V'loi k'karikas l'chein ifa ha'mayim sh'b'merchatz einim gerurim al gabov v'loi nasu kishu avim. Since it's min atzad, and it's not the bottom, it's called a wall, and it's nachim called mayim shuvim. Mayim sh'b'soich on the bottom, it says mayim sh'b'soich ha'avik harei elu shuvim v'af al p'chein einim poyis l'mes ha'mikveh b'mnei shahim k'mikveh ha'samach l'mikveh. It's like a mikveh that's samach. Since it's inside the mikveh, along the side, it's called, it's like part of the wall, and it's not going to make nothing. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. It just like someone went to be Tovel, his food processor, and it dropped into the mikveh, and he never went down to the bottom to retrieve it. So the people, they come to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos, and they see in the bottom of the mikveh is a food processor. How'd that get here? Someone dropped it. Oh, why don't you say this is the Bavusta case in the Mishnah Yismech, the verse Perikvav, Mishnah Yud. This is an Ovik, Besecha Mikvah, it should be possible. Terence says, it's Menatzad. This is Menatzad. Someone dropped the utensil. Okay, in the bottom of here it says, Shtei Chal, Shnei Allah, Chasnem, B'divir, Rabbi Meir, Shah, Ovik, Menatzad, Eina Paisal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Shouldn't there be a halacha for the size of the hole now? Should it be if it's Mikvah Menatzad, then you need a size of Kishuf Parasanot?
Where's the hole? It's not showing there's even a hole over here. 127 over here. Avin atzad perusha avik mebani because of merchatz. Avik oimid al shulav v'upiv in its opening boilate l'soich chalal amikvah v'hamayim nichnasim l'avik derech piv. It doesn't v'yesh. Oh, it says v'yesh nekev b'doifen ha'avik. No, so there's a nekev in the doifen of the avik u'misham yoytzim hamayim. It doesn't show here in this picture.
There's more than one hole?
No, there's nothing. It doesn't seem like there's any hole. The water inside the ovik, the water doesn't leave anywhere. The water inside is for sure called, let's say it's mayim shuvim. Everything inside, because that the picture is the way it is. You have your utensil, but the utensil here is being used as part of the wall of the mikvah. You have the mikvah. And they fashtup the ovik in this, like, let's say the bottom of the mikvah, from the picture, exactly the way it is open, it's breached. And the way they're closing the breach is to fashtup into this breach, to fashtup this ovik. And the ovik is a utensil. So whatever inside the ovik is mayim shuvim. And the whole avik is preventing the water from going out, is preventing the water from escaping. So you would say the zel b'zach. Why should the case of the avik in picture 127 be any different than the case of the avik in picture 126? It's not really, there's no difference scientifically. Scientifically, according to the laws of science, according to the laws of the CDC, the center of the disease of chelm, okay, the chachme dementia of chelm. They'll tell you that there's absolutely no difference between the case of the Uka 127 and 126. It's serving exactly the same function. It is preventing this mikvah from demikvatizing. There's a deplaning, new word I never knew until I went on a plane, to deplane. It means to jump off the plane, to deplane. If the plane is going down, you deplane, you jump off the plane, and then there is demikvah. To demikvah means to empty the mikvah, of its contents. This gadget over here, that's a kli, is preventing the demikvication of this ritual bath that is present in the center for rabbinic refrigeration. It is not. It is preventing this from happening. Okay, we have the museum for the advancement of rabbinic refrigeration. In the museum, we have a ritual bath, and we have an uka, which will prevent the demikvication of the bath. And is absolutely, according to the Chachmei dementia of Chelm, have any difference between 127 and 126. Yet it's halacha l'mashmi Sinai. It's Hashem's gzera. It's Hashem's takana. That there's a chilik when it's serving minatzad and minakarka. When it's minakarka, the ground, then it's problematic. When it's a wall, it's not problematic. It goes to show you that Chazal halacha l'mashmi Sinai is teaching a principle that being the floor is much more potent in kashrus, in making something kosher, than being a wall. Because a floor represents the ultimate of humility. People step on you. The wall is the mizrach. That's where the chosh of the baligayva sits, by the mizrach. Weiter.
The dinda over here about being mahara a mitzvah and there is a mekabel tuma that machlokas still applies, right?
Why do we serve here being mahara al deidam gam? So Teretz says this is not called being mahara. Mahara a mikvah al yedaver ha mekabel tuma. Okay, this is not. Because this kli is not mekabel tumah. An uka is a kli that's meant to be meshamesh in makarka. I think you have the same yisoid. The uka is a kli that's meant to be meshamesh al dekarka. Let's see what the picture on the bottom. He explains over here. Shtei halachas nemu bedivar Rabbi Meir shehar kish avik menatzan ein apaisal. Aleph. The erish de zach is azoi. Hamayim shebemikva einem nigronim amudim al gabi avik. Number one is that when it's been atzad, we don't say that everything depends upon the other. It's not possible. Beis ha'mayim shebesuch ha'avik, af al pi shehem shuvim. Even though the mayim is shuvim, the afim yeshem gimelugim einim poistim as a mikvah. Bnei shehem mikvah stomch lemikvah. It's a zelbazach. It's an independent entity. V'haynu shemakom aviku makom nifrad min ha'mikvah. Mayim ha'shuvim shebesuch ha'einim nechsham kinimtzam b'mikvah. It's an independent entity. What about dilution? The famous shaila of dilution, which is the big issue. Dilution. Everyone, this is something which has to be discussed. This issue, dilution, obviously is not a problem. Obviously, there's no issue of dilution. He calls this nimshach hamshacha. We had before in the beginning of the Masechta somewhere, in my the figment of my imagination, we had the different lumdish types of hamshacha. We have the classic hamshacha where the water pool goes in the floor for three tefachim, and then we had a type of lumdish hamshacha of some lumsha. So they over here, Einim Paisus and Mikvah, fine. The Ha'aros, observations. We have multiple observations. The erste Sach is the Aleph. Meduba b'mishoseinu she'ovik oimed al shulav on the ground. U'muchubar l'dofen ha'mikvah, it's attached. So he writes over here one powerful word, it's muchubar. It's muchubar l'karka, okay? Ha'mikvah k'mitu b'tzir. Ein meduba b'mishoseinu k'sh'ovik noite al tzidoi u'muchubar l'dofen ha'mikvah. We're not discussing where it's turned on its side. Take the center, and that's not the case. Mishum shiva even ze in a ovig mikabel mayim kederech kabelosa ve mayim shabesoicha inim nachshavim l'shuvim klal. If you take that uka and you would turn it, you turn sideways, and you would keep the opening in the same location, then the opening would be from the side. Then there's nothing to discuss. There's nothing to discuss. This is not even a shaila. It's kosher, because this is not called mayim shuvim. Chumay tabla shezakva lidoyach. It's like you take a tabla and you stand it up to rinse off perik dalet. Base ha'avik hu kli ha'machzik es ha'mayim shebemikvah al yidei chiburi l'dofen ha'mikvah. It's ha'avik is a kli that's machzik es ha'mayim shebemikvah al yidei chiburi l'dofen ha'mikvah by being attached. Okay, re'ei le'el sheladash Rabbi Yossi in goydrin es ha'mikvah b'keil l'mishum shezeh Rabbi Yossi nashomer yidei b'kabal tumah. That's going back to the previous discussion. B'kabal tumah. He's going back to the same he says it before, and anything that's meant in the karaka, okay, fine. Chaz the Mishnah very quick over here. Okay, Yot Ha'avik, the Mishnah Shem Shem Merchatz. The Zman Shubo Emsa, that's picture 126. Paisel Menatzad in a Paisel. The Neshahu Ki Mikveh Samach LeMikveh. Then it's an independent entity. There's no problem. Who says this? Divrei Rebbe Meir. Yirmiyah was born in Ambati. They always pronounce it Ambati, not Amboti. Here it says Amboti, not Ambati. Okay, well, Esther.
What did Yirmiyah say?
Yirmiyah Hanavi was born. His mother, who was born? How was Yirmiyah? They say he was born from an Ambati, which would mean to IVF. IVF, his mother, who was there? How was he born?
Oh, I'm from the bathtub.
The bathtub. Okay, there were different people in the world, and famous people in Tanakh that were born via IVF. In ancient times, IVF was called Ambati. The only difference between Ambati and IVF is the cost. IVF can cost up to $100,000, and Ambati is free.
Yishai also? No. Yishai is a different master. Yishai is something.
I don't remember. They're different people. There were different people, famous people that have no. Who's your father? We don't know who the father, or maybe we do, but he was born Derech Ambati, and that's Raya, different child, all these different halachas of these Nero Yichas. Vaita. At least it was free.
I had an Indian doctor in my class. His name was Ambati.
Ambati? Ooh, you have to ask him who his father is. Weiter.
Indian, I don't know.
Okay, I have no idea what this means. Let's look at the picture over here. Picture number 128. Picture 128, very quickly, because I gotta go. But the way I'm going to say, in the Kabbalah, okay, Yesh Revius Haloig. Oh, he's saying now a naya din in the Ambati. This is a new ovik. This is a naya ovik. This ovik is not like picture 126. It's on the bottom, but it's on the bottom and it's partially below. It's nishtahi nishtaher, and he's saying over here if the portion of water yesh revias aloig mayim shemitachas below. Svasa ovik, below the edge of the ovik. Okay, revias haloig he shiur mikveh min haTorah. A revias haloig is a shiur of mikveh min haTorah. Okay, wow, I thought it was a 40 look. That was taka yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf and daf yoyim and daf lamed, what was daf lamed aleph? I don't remember. Daf lamed aleph. There it says the shiur is lamed aleph, We started loyimit and aleph. Loy mitin aleph, lamed aleph. There it says in the Gemara, Mitzach the Yom, the Shiva Mikvah is 40 saw. And there it's saying, Revius Halaik, he is Shiva Mikvah in Atoira. Fine, Lachachabim, Kishayesh Revius Halaik, Ad Svasa Ovik, until the edge. Which edge are we talking about? Shemitachas, below the Svasa. Lachachabim, Revius Halaik, Ad Svasa Ovik, Hare Yeshkan Mikvah Kosher, Bitsad, Bitzad a mikveh hapasul sheba avik. Ubi kevan she mikveh ze ena nifsal min amai, ena nifsal min amayim sheba avik, kadin mikveh hasamach le mikveh, shuv le nifsal ha mikveh kuloi min amayim sheba avik. Kshein rivias ad svaso avik, nifsal ha mikveh gam kisha avik, bonui bekoisal ha mikveh min atzad. Why? The nearest shechacham moedim rabbi meir she'en anu oimrim ba'avik min atzad shekol ha'mayim b'shem mikvah gurum al gabi ha'avik avlim soivim shamayim ha'shuvim shebo'avik poislim sa mikvah v'einim nechshav la mikvah b'sad mikvah ela ha'kol ela ha'kol mikvah echad sheyesh bo shloisha lugim shuvim shepoislim es sa mikvah v'naf gemine d'b'inan shehe ba'avik sheh gimel lugim v'oz yesh oz v'rak oz Nifsal ha-mikvah. V'zeh kishe-ovik min ha-tzad al-kashu be-emtza, ha-rei zeh poysel gam kishe-ein boi gimulugim chumor v'meir. I have no idea what I just read. There's the bottom little ha-mayim shebe-ovik nechshav l'shuvim rak bo-ifin shebo mayim b'sechah koidim shebo mayim l'mikvah. Aval im bo mayim l'sechah min ha-mikvah bo mayim l'sechah min ha-mikvah kevin shebo mi-mikvah v'adayin him chubom l'mikvah av she-ein b'mikvah f'olitsa im nasim l'shuvim. Fine. Let's chaz this caption again. Back to the top where it says lachachomim. Kishayesh revius haloik. Ad svas ha'ovik. Harei yesh kan mikve kosher bitzad ha'mikve posol. So a revius is a kosher mikveh min ha'Torah. So we have an ovik, and we're considering the ovik to be a kosher mikveh. Umikevan shemikveh ze eina nifsal min ha'mayim sheba ovik. This mikvah is not nifsal min amayim. Yesh mikvah kosher b'tzad mikvah apostle. Apostle, nochmo. Kishayesh revias aloig atzvas ha'avik. Oh no! I made a mistake. My mistake is yesh revias aloig b'mayim shemitachas that is below. Svas, oh, so I made a mistake. I thought the mayim was in the ovik.
You have a log within the ovik.
We're not talking about the water in the ovik. The water in the ovik is no good. I made a mistake. The water in the ovik is mayim shuvim. Let's make that assumption. The water in the ovik, I don't care where the ovik is. Wherever the water in the ovik is, there's mayim shuvim. Above, below, half, there, doesn't matter. It's minatzad, not minatzad. We're going in a case where the water in the ovik is mayim shuvim. Problem is, we don't want that ovik to ruin the whole mikvah. So here's the catch. In this case, the mikvah itself, the kosher mikvah, we have the big mikvah. If you have a revius of water, if the ovik is sticking out, it's sticking above, like in this picture, it's sticking above. This picture, 128, is not like picture 126. In picture 126, it's not sticking out. It doesn't matter. Since it's clogged, it's holding up the mikveh, it's the support, it's the shisin, it's holding up the mikveh, automatically this box that's holding up the mikveh from deep mikvetizing, automatically, according to the chacham, and that over there makes the mikveh possible. Because the mayim shum is causing it to exist. This opinion disagrees. We're now following over here a new opinion. We're going over to the shita of the chachamim. They say, anayadin. They say, in picture number 126, it's for sure going to be good. They hold, no, I'm sorry. In picture 126, no, in picture, it's not a fair, you don't have the other picture. In picture one, they also going to agree it's going to be good. Let's make believe, for example, the Chacham agreed in picture 126, but the Chacham comes to say another leniency, and that is, if you would just push that Ovik upwards, you push it up into the mikveh itself, and you would be able to have a puddle of water in the mikveh itself that's the shear of a revius, which is minat Torah, a real kosher mikveh, without it flooding the top of the ovik. You have a puddle of water in the mikveh itself, which equals the shear of a revius of water before, and that revius of water is present even if it does not flood the top of the ovik. The halach is you have a kosher mikveh ready. Once already have a kosher mikveh independent of the ovik, so now we don't look at the ovik destroying the mikveh. According to the previous manda Omar, they would say it doesn't make a difference. According to the first manda in the Mishnah, if this ovik is the plug that's preventing the world from coming to an end, it doesn't matter. It's a kli. It's a kli that has inside of it mayim she'uvim. Automatically, it's going to disqualify the entire mikvah. We couldn't care less. The Rabbana come and say leniency. That if you can create a kosher mikvah without there being any water, any mayim, without it coming in contact with the mayim she'uvim, if you can create a kosher mikvah min hatoyer, which means a revius of water, without the revius of water coming in contact with the mayim she'uvim, then it's a kosher mikvah. And we don't care about the fact that we have mayim shuvim as your support system. Nachamo, he says over here, lechachamim kishayesh reviyas halayk ad svasa avik, harei yesh kan mikvah kosher besad mikvah hapasel sheba avik umikavon she mikvah zeinu nifsal min amayim shavik. It's not connected. There's no chibur. Kedin mikvah hasamach lemikvah shuv le nifsal amikvah kulay min amayim shavik. So now when you flood it and you go all the way on top, we're not going to say that the mayim shuvim, that's the plug, is going to be of any concern. But let's say you don't have revius, then nifsal mikvah gam kishavik bani b'kaisal mikvah min atzad. Now here he's saying a chiddush. According to the chachamim, they don't differentiate between min atzad. They don't want to make that differentiation. He's saying it's going to pass even if it's min atzad. He wants to say kishayin revius min atzas avik nifsal mikvah gam kishavik bani b'kaisal mikvah min atzad. It's a different time. He's saying it's a din that it's three lugim. It's lamayim shuvim. It's like three lugim of water which destroy mikvah. The Nav Kamin Dibin should be in the
Shah. Right. Right.
It's a three lugm of Mayim Shuvim, which have come into the mikvah before you fill up the mikvah. And the Nav Kamin is when the Nav Kamin Dibin Shah be Avik Gashir Gimalugim. Because Nifsla mikvah, Vizel Kishavik Minatsad, Avik Shavik be Emsa. Then it's going to be worse. Bemsa raised the place Gam Gashain by Gimalugim. Even if there's not going to be there, because then you're holding up, you're supporting the mikvah. Okay, all of these ideas are coming into interplay with one another. Then the bottom thing, that's part of it. I got to run. Let's read the Chum, then we'll do Chan Chaz the next time. Chum, say, Im Mekabalus Amati Revis Achlo Yegil Avik Kashavim La Apostle, Rabbi Lezbe, Rabbi Tzadikoymer, and Mekabel Ha'avik Zenudin. Ooh, there's another picture. Oh, there's more pictures. Okay, after this next time. Shapachos mikach ein kan psul gimulum. You need three logim. Mibnei. Shapachos mikach, less than three logim. Ein kan psul gimulum gimshuvim. Chutz me oifen shavig nimsa bekarka mikvah. Shaos kol hamayim shavikvah nasu gerudim b'shuv malgabav. He's expanding the shita of the Chachamim, even where it's going to be, but even where it's going to be. All right, we'll have to chaz this next time. We got to chaz this part. It's very complicated. We have over four shitas.
I'm sorry. I apologize for today.
There is nothing to apologize for. There is nothing to apologize. I apologize. I have to go to Mamash very late. I should have been out. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I got to go. Okay. We'll talk with Chazer. We'll talk with Shem Gvaldik. Thank you very much for learning with me.
I'll class also talk later this evening, like very late this evening. Okay.
I'm sorry?
Culture.
What did you say?
I said maybe.
Maybe I'll text you very late this evening. But what do you get up so late at night? Me and Layla, I had to take care of a couple of things. I went to my mother. I went to
How's your mother doing?
ShopRite.